Harry, Harry, Harry. Can you possibly imagine
a better way to serve detention than by helping me to answer my fan mail?
Not really.
Fame is a fickle friend, Harry. Celebrity is as celebrity does. Remember that. Sorry?
That voice.
Voice?
Didn't you hear it?
What are you talking about, Harry? I think we're getting a bit drowsy. And great Scott, no wonder. Look at the time. We've been here nearly 4 hours. Spooky how the time flies when one's having fun.
Spooky.
Voice.
I heard it first in Lockhart's office, and then again, just... It's moving. I think it's going to kill.
Kill?
Harry, wait! Not so fast!
Strange. I've never seen spiders act like that.
I don't like spiders. What's that?
The Chamber of Secrets has been opened. Enemies of the air, beware. It's written in blood.
Oh, no. It's Filch's cat. It's Mrs. Norris.
Enemies of the air, beware. You'll be next, mudbloods.
What's going on here? Come on, make way, make way. Potter, what are you...
Mrs. Norris?
You've murdered my cat.
No.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you!
Argus! Argus, I... Everyone will proceed to the dormitories immediately. Everyone except you three.
Ravenclaws, follow me.
She's not dead, Argus. She has been petrified.
Ah, thought so. So unlucky I wasn't there. I know exactly the countercurse that could have spared her.
But how she's been petrified, I cannot say.
Ask him. It's him that's done it. You saw what he wrote on the wall.
It's not true, sir, I swear. I never touched Mrs. Norris.
Rubbish.
If I might, Headmaster, perhaps Potter and his friends were simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. However, the circumstances are suspicious. I, for one, don't recall seeing Potter at dinner.
I'm afraid that's my doing, Severus. You see, Harry was helping me answer my fan mail.
That's why Ron and I went looking for him, Professor. We just found him when he said...
Yes, Miss Granger?
When I said I wasn't hungry. We were heading back to the common room when we found Mrs. Norris.
Innocent until proven guilty, Severus.
Marquette has been petrified. I want to see some punishment!
We will be able to cure her, Argus. As I understand it, Madam Sprout is a very healthy growth of mandrakes. A matured portion will be made which will revive Mrs. Norris. And in the meantime, I strongly recommend caution to all.
It's a bit strange, isn't it?
Strange?
You hear this voice, a voice only you can hear, and then Mrs. Norris turns up petrified. It's just strange.
Do you think I should have told them? Dumbledore and the others, I mean.
Are you mad?
No, Harry. Even in the wizarding world, hearing voices isn't a good sign.
She's right, you know.